Okay. Please speak about, quote, unburdened with duties, unquote. So it's in the Buddha's words on loving kindness. And I notice it's not one unburdened by duties. Not that this isn't also good advice. Does this mean we should attempt to minimize our responsibilities? What does this have to do with metta? And it's a sort of sign from a chronically busy person. So that, and it's exactly that kind of busyness and engaging that is, you know, sometimes we're compelled to be doing things, engaging in things, because we don't know how to settle or we don't know how to be with ourselves. So we just keep that level of activity going. It's also as that distinction of unburdened with duties, in the sense that, you know, there's inevitable duties that we take on as human beings in all of our various roles, and to learn how to not be burdened by them, not to carry them around or to make judgments of I was successful or I'm a hopeless failure, or the worries and fears and anxieties or the planning mind and all, because that's way more of a burden than actually doing different tasks and chores and duties. It's sort of how we hold it. Sometimes it's helpful to minimize some responsibilities that we see are distracting for us, or that are bound up with some kind of negativity, or just keep us way too busy than we need to be. And in terms of what does it have to do with metta? I mean, metta is loving kindness, and if we keep ourselves agitated and busy, and it's not very kind to ourselves, and to just learning how to be kind to oneself first. It's like in the chant that begins, "May I abide in well-being," that sort of loving kindness, compassion. When we generate loving kindness, we generate it to ourselves first, and then you say, "May everyone abide in well-being." So that's we really need to learn how to direct that metta, that loving kindness, to ourselves. And but all of that being said, you know, there are inevitable kind of duties and responsibilities and living in a monastery. I mean, people have projections sometimes of all those monks in the monastery. They're able to meditate all the time. And anybody who's actually come and visited or lived in the monastery knows that, yeah, there's a lot to look after. There's a lot to deal with. There's a lot that needs to be done. But then learning how to not be burdened with those various duties, as well as getting a balance of, giving oneself some very clear time that is doesn't have anything, where you can focus on that internal solitude.